thinking how each season of the year has its own features, and Christmas definitely has its unique trappings. Some people think about the food, some people think about the decorations, and obviously, maybe especially the young ones, think about the presents. I think about music associated with Christmas. During Advent and up until Epiphany, or possibly a little bit longer, I love to listen to my personal collection of sacred carols, popular Christian music, and even some sarcastic parodies of Christmas music. Luke also connects music with Jesus' birth. In the first few chapters of this book, we can read about how Elizabeth and Mary each sang when they met during their unexpected and unplanned pregnancies. Zechariah sang when his son John was born, John the Baptist. And today, Simeon sings to God. In fact, some churches, they still sing in Latin Simeon's song during the communion service. Many Christmas carols echo Simeon's joyous words of being ready for dismissal because God's word has been fulfilled. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people, Israel. And we've heard the Christmas carols year after year echo this joyful, triumphal message of peace, light, and glorious hope. In fact, about 150 years ago, the poet Henry Wadsworth Longfellow was inspired to write the lyrics to what has become one of my favorite Christmas carols, I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. Actually, it was 150 years ago in 1864, and that was still during the time of the American Civil War. Longfellow opened his poem, his words, by contemplating how he heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Simeon and Anna had often heard through many years the ancient expectations that Messiah was coming to restore the fortunes of the land of Israel, restore the throne of David, bring the presence of God back to the land. Year after year, this old man, this old woman had waited. It must have seemed at times that Messiah was never going to come. Longfellow also knew well the pain of doubt and grief, because the war had been associated with very personal memories for him. 3 months after the war had broke out, his wife Fanny was going about her household duties, her motherly tasks, when her long dress caught fire. The poet's face, arms, and hands were severely burned as he tried to extinguish the flames. However, she was burned so badly that she died the next morning. And Longfellow grieved deeply. The next two Christmases with his children were rather gloomy affairs. And then came the news late in 1863, when Longfellow learned that his eldest son, a lieutenant in the Northern Army, who had enlisted against his father's wishes, had been severely wounded and crippled in battle. That year, there wasn't hardly any Christmas at all in his house. Finally, at Christmas 1864, his poetry reflected how he thought as how the day had come, the belfries of all Christendom had rolled along the unbroken song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. So much promise, so much hope, and so much disappointment. Longfellow's third stanza switched gears sharply. And in despair, I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Our Bible also reflects how during years of watchful waiting, elderly Simeon and Anna had also seen many discouraging things as they hung around Jerusalem and the temple. Even the secular historians note how the land was patrolled by pagan Roman soldiers who operated under the brutal, oppressive hand of puppet leaders who were essentially Roman representatives. Jewish politicians and priests got rich, while ordinary folks lost their lands and sometimes even their freedom as they became enslaved. The peasants went hungry while they were still expected to provide food for the upper class. Skilled craftsmen like Joseph lived in rustic small villages, simple, sparse dwellings, while building extravagant Roman-style villas for the few privileged Jewish elite who couldn't afford the cosmopolitan lifestyle in the new Roman cities being built. And when we look at our society, marked by violence, economic inequality, and new exotic incurable diseases, it may be hard for some to enjoy the bright lights, the irrepressibly cheerful music of so much of Christmas, and the hustle and bustle of this season, sometimes even in church. With Longfellow, we may have times when we bow our heads to reflect on this dismal scene. However, Longfellow didn't end with his misery. He kept listening, and he heard the bells, then pealed the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail. With peace on earth, goodwill to men. And I'm reminded again of Simeon, who, after all his years of waiting, saw the promise of the newborn baby Jesus. He had a special vision that could really see Messiah in the arms of an ordinary little baby, in the arms of his poor, unsophisticated rural parents. Simeon sang, as Longfellow would later conclude, the absolute joy, till ringing, singing on its way, the world revolved from night to day, a voice, a chime, a chant sublime of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Simeon did advise, warn Mary how her son would bring sadness and turmoil to her life. For Jesus' ministry led to his own death because of how badly it upset the rulers of his day. And we get a few hints along the way of how Jesus' ministry also raised Mary's stress in ways exceeding the ordinary stresses of those of us who have raised teenagers and young adults. When our world leaders seem to be adding to the distress of poor, hungry, and unemployed people, Christmas bells remind us we can find evidence of God's reign, of Emmanuel, God is love, with us during the Christmas season. We will see and feel Emmanuel whenever we experience loving kindness with others, our families, our friends, even acquaintances or strangers who have reached out to us at opportune times. We can imitate Anna's example, who saw Jesus and was inspired to share that good news with everyone around her. We can help bring about Emmanuel, God's presence, whenever we feed the hungry, clothe the naked, and or lift up the spirits of the downtrodden. Wherever, whenever, people lift others from their places of lowliness, we witness the loving action of Jesus. The bells will truly ring, sing on their way. Our world will revolve from night to day, when, as Martin Luther King phrased it, peace is not merely a distant goal, but a means by which we arrive at that goal. I pray we all may enjoy the bells, a voice, a chime, a chant sublime of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And now...